Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, I'm going to read you an email that was sent to a blogger, Jeff Goldstein at Protein Wisdom Blog, and his response to the person running for Congress. It's how we should always respond to the liberal buffoons that have only one answer for any crime: gun control. Take our guns away because bad guys use guns in a bad way. Stick with me, folks. This will be good. And welcome to another Daily Gator Daily Thought. Thank God it's Friday edition for September the 20th. My birthday is in 2 days. Anybody wants to send me money, gift cards, or phone numbers of beautiful women, go ahead. Otherwise, I don't really want any presents unless it's Obamacare to go away forever. That would be the gift that truly keeps on giving. Now, as I prefaced today, I want to read an email that Jeff Goldstein at Protein Wisdom Blog, very good blog, you should read it every day. Jeff Goldstein gets liberty, folks. He gets natural rights. And an email was sent to him from some guy named Marcus Brandon, who's running for Congress. He knows this, Jeff Goldstein does, because the email said, "From Mark Brandon for Congress." Marcus Brandon, excuse me. He writes, Jeff does it, he has no idea who Marcus Brandon is, except for these emails that somehow find their way into his inbox. But he did note that the email is unlike the actress for the Obama agenda, the Obama machine. This email actually seems to come from Mr. Brandon, not from some generic propaganda clearinghouse. Mr. Brandon apparently has his own propaganda. The email reads, "Dear friends, our country is in mourning once again as its citizens came under attack on Monday. Unfortunately, with each instance of mass gun violence, our capacity for shock dwindles. And as the list of tragedies continues to grow, the American people must demonstrate that our patience has run out. Change is imperative. Stand with me now and sign this moveon.org petition in order to let our leaders know that gun control must be made a priority. We can honor the victims of these tragedies with more than just prayers and vigils. We can do it with action. I believe we need tougher gun regulation immediately. More extensive background checks are necessary to prevent guns from falling into the hands of those with sinister intentions or serious mental illness." Is he actually saying he wants to prevent Democrats from buying guns? He did say serious mental illness. Sorry, I had to inject that attempt at humor in there. I'm just a sarcastic guy. I can't help it. Back to the email. "Those afflicted with mental illness should have access to easy, affordable treatments. Serious mental illness issues should not be ignored or stigmatized. Instead, they must be dealt with in earnest. Also, we must establish bans on high-capacity magazines and powerful automatic weapons. There's utterly no reason for any person to be equipped with these tools of destruction. When I become a U.S. Congressman, I will aggressively pursue these measures. The D.C. establishment has had plenty of time to resolve these issues, yet failed. This is why I am needed in Washington to bring a fresh, progressive perspective to the problems that face this country. Again, please sign this petition to let our leaders in Congress know enough is enough and that we need strong gun control legislation now. Signed, Marcus. Now, maybe you received a similar email, maybe from a politician running in your district. And you may wonder, you may have an instinctual desire to respond. How should you respond, though? I know how I would respond, and I would hope it would be as effective as Mr. Goldstein's response is, because this is beautiful. Goldstein responds by email, "Dear Mr. Brandon, so you wish to ban shotguns? Or is it armed security guards you'd like to see banned? Because it was with a shotgun and the weapons taken from armed security guards that the nut job who opened fire at a government facility was able to complete his turkey shoot. That is, until an AR-15, the evil assault weapon that it is, and the tool of destruction with which no one should ever need to be equipped, stopped him. Remember, folks, it was a policeman with an AR-15 that killed this SOB. Don't forget that. Proving once again that a gun is a tool. Period. A tool. It's an inanimate object. It has a purpose. To fire when you pull the trigger. How it's used, by whom it's used, is important. Not the gun itself. The media spent so much time trying to prove this. There's an AR-15 was used by the shooter. They're obsessed with that instead of talking about mental illness or what some of the drugs for mental illness can do to you. Or why in a gun-free zone, these killing fields are made much easier because no one can shoot back. But back to Mr. Goldstein's response. He says, good thing Dianne Feinstein didn't get her way there. Huh. Remember, Feinstein wanted to ban these. So no one would ever have them, right? Because they're evil. And don't forget, there was a 15-year-old boy in Houston, Texas. His father, a policeman, had an AR-15 at home, trained the boy how to shoot it. He shot an intruder that broke down his front door. There have been other recent incidents of people using AR-15s to defend their homes against armed intruders. It's a gun. How it's used is important, not the type of gun. Don't let the media fool you with their attack on the evil assault weapon with the mental image of an AR-15. Back to Goldstein's response here. Perhaps instead of ghoulishly barnacling yourself to the corpses of the dead and trotting out the same tired emotional appeals meant to convince us to surrender our sovereignty and our natural rights to a government that couldn't protect its own facility in a district that already has the strictest gun control laws in the nation, you can do something useful. To that end, I offer this litany of choices. And this, my friends, is beautiful. A, revisit the dangerous policy that keeps, say, Marines and ammunition for their weapons apart. What he's talking about there is, it has come out now that there were Marines there in the Naval Yard. They had their guns. They couldn't get to the ammunition. You don't think these Marines would have taken this bastard out? You don't think that would have worked? But they couldn't get the ammunition. B, revisit the restrictive policy that disallows private citizens to carry firearms for their own protection against predators, or C, and this is my favorite, folks, just sit down, shut up, and stop making such an asshole out of yourself. If you won't change, fine, but start with the anti-gun policies that essentially advertise these kill zones. Otherwise, your pie hole should cease expelling noises that your brain clearly hasn't completely comprehended. Regards, Jeff Goldstein. In case you don't know what that was, maybe went to Florida State, you can't figure it out, it's me clapping, giving Jeff Goldstein a standing ovation, because he deserves a standing ovation. This is how we should respond to these politicians. This is the type of response we should give. Effective, to the point, and you point out the folly to them. because the same old emotional appeals as Jeff Goldstein knows aren't going to work. They don't make anything better. They make it worse. I was watching earlier today, MSNBS, I watch so you don't have to, and there was a segment on a shooting, I believe last night in Chicago, at a park. 13 people wounded, including a three-year-old boy. Chicago is hell. And I don't know if Chicago or D.C. has the strictest gun laws, anti-gun laws, but they're neck and neck. It is absolutely draconian, the gun laws in both D.C. and Chicago. And yet Chicago has gang violence with all types of weapons. And they had two people there who had lost children, and they were using the same old talkie. Well, we got to have universal background checks. We got to have this. We got to have restrictions on guns. And I'll give credit to the host, Tamron Hall. She actually made the point rather effectively that, you know, gangs aren't gonna undergo background checks. They're going to do whatever it takes. They're going to get their hands on a weapon, no matter what the law is, no matter how many background checks are in place. So at least she did that. I guess she'll be fired by MSNBS soon now for actually daring to go off the narrative. But folks, remember, your natural rights include self-defense. And the left has taken direct aim at your right to defend your home, your family, yourself, your loved ones, and your fellow citizens. And they plan to keep pushing and pushing and pimping these tragedies, exploiting these tragedies as best they can until they have eradicated your right to keep and bear arms. They don't respect the Constitution. They don't respect any right to self-defense. That you believe all the talking points at your own folly from the left. They have one goal. One goal. To disarm you, to disarm me. This last night, I'm at home. One of my dogs starts barking a little bit, starts growling, a low growl. And then I hear the doorknob rattling. My niece is here, she's three, so we have these plastic pieces fit over the doorknob, and if you turn the doorknob, it makes a clicking sound. So I hear this, the dog barks, runs toward the door, and he's barking like he means it. I'm watching TV up in the loft. I get up, I go in the bedroom, I get my Taurus 40 caliber Millennium pistol. And liberals would have you believe that in that situation, I would just start shooting through the door. I'd go ballistic. I couldn't handle it. What I did was, with the slide open on the pistol, which I always keep, I had the magazine in one hand, ready to click home, and all it takes is your thumb to engage the round, to close the slide and chamber around. Went downstairs, looked outside for all I could see because the rattling had stopped. Didn't see anything. About 10 minutes later, I hear it again. Same sound, same response from the dog. This time, I heard it clearly coming from the garage door. The garage door that enters into the house. Again, same thing, went downstairs with the gun, had it ready. When I heard it again, right as I approached the door, I heard it again and saw the plastic piece over the knob rattling back and forth. I pushed the magazine home. I had my thumb still on the slide to engage the round. Jerked open a door to the garage, and of course, there was a cat. The cat loves to run in the garage. And in pushing up against the door somehow, they can make the knob rattle. I found this out. My sister told me later she'd had the same experience. A cat gets locked in the garage and pushes on the door, and it rattles. It sounds like someone's trying to turn the knob to get in the house. The point is, if someone had been there, I was prepared. I was armed. I was able to defend myself and my home. The second point is, don't believe the liberal BS that no one can go in and handle this. No one can ever really defend themselves with a gun. No one can protect themselves. It's you have to call and cower in a closet somewhere and wait for the police to come. I was very responsible with it. Gun responsibility is one of the key things the NRA and like-minded groups teach and stress. There was never an instance where I panicked. There was an instance where I was just go willy-nilly, start firing bullets off. But I was prepared had it been a worst-case scenario. Had someone been trying to break in the home, they would have had a bad time of it. Remember that. And millions upon millions upon millions of Americans are no different than me in that respect. Men, women, elderly, younger people, black people, white people, Hispanic people, Asian people, tens of millions of Americans are very safe, very responsible with their firearms. Don't forget that. Don't believe the rhetoric from the left. Don't believe it. And if you choose not to own a gun, not to have a gun, fine. But don't dare try to take my right away. Because in that case, you've crossed a red line. And the progressives have been trying to cross that red line against gun owners since I can remember. This debate's been going on since I was a little kid, and it predates my life. So understand that, folks. And go to Protein Wisdom. Read this again from Jeff Goldstein. Great response. Use it sometime. The rhetoric has to be, we have to top their rhetoric with ours. And our rhetoric is fact-based, not emotionally based. Facts will trump emotion in an argument or debate every time. Remember that, folks. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator Blog. Enjoy your weekend. I plan to. Let's go Gators. Kick the hell out of Tennessee. And those whiny Vol fans. Just kidding, Vol fans. Oh, they are kind of little whiny. Take care. We'll talk later, my friends.